Welcome back to the Bulldog Social Studies Podcast. Today for local news in Conway Springs, Kansas. The high school football team started the season 0-3 for the first time in 4 decades. The record was stunning to see because the Conway Springs football team has won 7 state championships since 1984. At the heart of this team, Coach Matt Beeler did not panic. He trusted the process and started back from the bottom. Less than a month later, the team is on an 8-game winning streak and their deepest playoff run in a decade. The Cardinals will host Inman High, which their record is 10-1, in the Class 1A semifinals round. They have not made it to the state championship since 2011, when they captured the Class 3A championship. After the last 4 years losing in the sectional round of the playoffs, the Conway Springs Cardinals beat Wabanzee 39-14. The seniors were very emotional after this win, because they lost in that round all the years they have been there. The team is led by junior superstar Braden Coons, who has rushed for 2,154 yards, has 26 rushing touchdowns, and leads the team on defense with 89 tackles, 12 tackles for loss, and 2 pick-sixes. After the 3-game losing streak, the team is averaging 39.4 points per game. The Cardinals are ready for the game and are looking to try to win the Class 1A state championship. Now on to Alex for national news.
Hello, and I'm Alex. My story is about the Warriors and how they have a problem they can't fix. They have lost 4 straight games on the road. They also lost the 1-7 Magic even after winning the NBA Finals. Although their offense is doing really well, the head coach says they need to clean up their defense a lot. This season they have allowed 4 games where they have allowed 70 points by halftime and 3 in a row. Coach Kerr says it's still a young season and he still has faith to get their defense cleaned up. This has also been one of the best defenses in the league for a while, so it is surprising that they have been doing this bad lately. When Draymond Green was drafted, the coach sometimes made his team do play-side defense drills before letting anyone touch a ball for practice to start. When Steve Kerr came in, their defense was ranked number 4 and number 1 after his first season in 2015. The Warriors are also saying they have a lack of communication on the court, especially when Green and Looney are off the floor. Lastly, the Warriors have the Warriors lineups that include Looney stack up to be in the 92nd percentile in the whole league, now in the max Harvey for international news.
Yervonta Davis and Ryan Garcia have agreed to fight another time next April in Mexico City. This one is being hyped as a super fight, and it's going to be a good one too. They are both young fighters, and the fight will be at a high pace and will be good. Davis and Garcia have shown that when two fighters really want to fight, the fight gets made. This fight has shown how rival fighters will fight many of times. Nobody wants to jinx the fight as it plays out. It's best against best. David started out as 27-0 with 25 knockouts, and Garcia has started with 23-0 and has with 19 knockouts. And that's it for the Bulldog Social Studies Podcast.